Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I first saw this clip last night, I thought it was a deep fake. I thought it was a joke. But then I remembered that he'd said similar things from Ukraine. Zelensky, the globalist puppet, said, you don't get your roads, you don't get money, you don't get anything, you don't get pensions. You give all your money to us for weapons and our pensions and our border. I'm compositing two different clips where he's said all those things together. And we're digging up the clip I saw a few months ago. But this is the latest on Fox News last night. This is real. This is not a joke. 327 days out from the most historic election in world history, we literally have a totally compromised gay prostitute, completely blackmailed and controlled by the deep state, and a known cokehead like Hunter, who plays pianos with his penis on TV, literally saying, you get nothing. Here it is.
What do you say to critics who are saying that?
I say, such person from government or mayors, think about the war, think about how to defend our people. Don't travel through the world each day. Travel to the front line. Ask people, ask soldiers what they need. Do this. Not build roads for today. Don't do it. Spend all your money to the weapon, to the drones, to the society, to the pensions, and etc. And don't cry. Because you are leaders. And that's it. That's why we are. And that's why we stay. Because mostly people are not crying. People stay and fight against Putin, and we don't have any enemies in our country. We can't have time for this, and we don't have it. We have only one enemy. This is Putin, and that's it.
But you'll stand from democracy going
forward?
Yes,
of course, and of course, because we are really defending democracy, and we are really defending freedom.
Mr. President, we appreciate your time, and we'll continue to follow the war.
Thank you, sir.
About this all day, but it's not a laughing matter. We just got backhanded by the pimp in the face, knocking a couple teeth out, busting our lip, saying, you are here to completely submit to us. You are here, and I don't want to hear you complain. You back us. You don't get roads. You don't get anything. We don't have any room for debate or discussion about this. You just get in line. I want to get a transcript of that interview. I'm sure there's one already out there. Get me a transcript of what he said on Fox News. Hell, get me the whole interview. Because he said even crazier stuff. I watched most of it. I am speechless. And, you know, you think Alex Jones can't be amazed or shocked by the globalists. No, this is total arrogance. And what you just got was a taste of what he tells his people there. If you disagree in any way, you go to a forced labor camp. They're conscripting 65-year-old men for the meat grinder. They're laundering and stealing massive amounts of the money. And they banned the Orthodox Church that founded Ukraine and founded Russia. They've banned it. He's banned all the opposition parties, including parties that are in alliance with him. He's taken control of all communications. He's established a dictatorship, just like Hitler got elected. Well, he was elected too. And he's established a dictatorship. It's on record. Even the mayor of Kiev came out and said he's become a dictator. The word is he'll probably die in a helicopter crash soon. And the war was never designed to be won. It was designed for a giant money laundering operation. Now the German chancellor has come out and said that if Ukraine starts to lose, Germany may have to declare an emergency. So this is all...
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Vladimir Zelensky is making the rounds in D.C. to get hundreds of billions of dollars more to launder back through into D.C. He keeps a nice cut with his 200-foot yacht and his giant penthouses around the United States, like in places like Miami. I'm going to play this clip for you right now. This is Zelensky on Fox News last night with Brett Baird groveling to him. And this is a real clip. This is not a deep fake. This is not a fraud. Last night, I was about to go to bed about 10 p.m. I saw this clip you're about to see, and I thought, that's fake. But it was being put out by mainstream news, so I went to Fox and found the full interview. It's like 7 minutes long. We got that. He actually said this. This is not fake, okay? You do not get roads. You get nothing. You do not question. Everything is for us. You get nothing. And then during the press conference with Biden, didn't know what planet he was on. He goes, we got to fund Ukraine to defend the U.S. border. What? Ukraine's got to fix our border. That's a quote. It just went on and on with the insanity. But this is a pimp. This is a dictator. He got elected, but he's outlawed the Orthodox Church. He's outlawed all, not just opposition parties, but parties, period. He seized control of the media. They're conscripting men up to age 65 now. And Biden, and now the German chancellor today, Jack Posobiec's popping in a minute. He predicted all this. He was the first to do it. Are escalating to full war with Russia as the October surprise. Here's the Zelensky... just over the top, pimp smack.
What do you say to critics who are saying that?
I say, such person from government or mayors, think about the war, think about how to defend our people. Don't travel through the world each day. Travel to the front line. Ask people, ask soldiers what they need. Do this. Not build roads for today. Don't do it. Spend all your money to the weapon, to the drones, to the society, to the pensions, and etc. And don't cry, because you are leaders, and that's it. That's why we are, and that's why we stay, because mostly people are not crying. People stay and fight against Putin, and we don't have any enemies in our country. We can't have time for this, and we don't have it. We have only one enemy. This is Putin. And that's it.
But you'll stand from democracy going forward?
Yes, of course. And of course. Because we are really defending democracy and we are really defending freedom.
Mr. President, we appreciate your time and we'll continue to follow the war.
Thank you so
much. Quote, don't cry. Don't build roads. Give us everything. Everything for the war. Your leaders need to do what we say. That is dictator talk right there. That is disgusting, and that is a emblematic of the rotting system that we have. Its expiration date is just beyond insane, and it's way over. Jack Posobiec, formerly Naval Intelligence, incredible journalist and reporter. I've been predicting a lot of this. So has Steve Bannon. So has Tucker Carlson. But Jack has been nailing it, saying, no, their October surprise of many, but the jewel of the crown is going to be taking us into full war. And now Germany's chancellor says they're preparing to declare an emergency if things don't go well in Ukraine. So Germany's taking orders, obviously, from the folks that run our country. This is end-of-the-world potential type stuff. Jack Posobiec, now it's not a prediction that was coming true. It's now come true. Give us your latest analysis on how we derail nuclear World War III.
Alex, I said this on the program in a few appearances, a series of appearances that we've been doing this week. I said it's not going to be just the U.S. directly. I said it's going to be the U.S. using their influence over Western Europe, and they are going to declare mobilization of NATO into Ukraine. Now, where do we go with Olaf Scholz? Well, I talked about Nord Stream 2. When Nord Stream 2 occurred, remember, Olaf Scholz, the Chancellor of Germany, he's got all the receipts on this. He could come clean tomorrow, Alex, in front of the entire world and tell us definitively who bombed Nord Stream 2, who ordered the bombing, who conducted the operation. He could tell us the truth and come clean. He could do the right thing, but he won't because he's terrified. He's terrified of the CIA and what they will do to him if he comes out and tells the truth. So what do we see now? Now suddenly Olaf Scholz, who, if you remember early on in this, was saying that he didn't want the war with Ukraine, that he wanted to find some way to have peace with Russia.
He didn't want to send panzers. He didn't want to send energy. He didn't want to send
all this stuff.
Tornadoes.
Now it's all flipped. Now it's all flipped. It's all flipped around. And suddenly he's calling for what? This emergency declaration. And there, if he gets the emergency declaration, Alex, that means he will have the ability to do unlimited spending in Germany, unlimited spending to mobilize and then send the Germans. Remember, because he knows he doesn't have the votes, the same way that Biden had to do the $200 million direct transfer yesterday. They called it drawdown funds. So Biden couldn't get the votes out of the Congress. He said, fine. Biden went directly to the U.S. military, went to the Pentagon, took $200 million from our own U.S. stockpile and sent that directly to Ukraine. You see, this is the same thing that Scholz is attempting to do now here, and he will do if he gets this emergency power. So it's the U.S. putting influence on Germany. They're going to say the Germans are leading this. They're the ones that are in charge of it. We're going to follow their lead. And Biden will be able to sit back and say, oh, well, I didn't want to do this, but the Germans had to do it. Olaf Scholz, NATO, NATO troops fighting in Ukraine against the Russian state.
You were just here yesterday. You said, look for Germany to be key. They're the most powerful in Europe. And you brought up
Nord
Stream. So you nailed it. And so here's the announcement. Let's be 100% clear. They're no longer just preparing us for full, direct, open conflict with Russia because Ukraine is completely lost months and months and months ago. They are now putting Europe into an emergency. And if you follow what Biden said almost 2 weeks ago, he said Putin is going to attack a NATO ally next. Well, they're now getting ready to basically just call officially Ukraine a NATO ally, even though they've never been in NATO, and that was Putin's red line. So they're getting ready to
say NATO member. He said NATO ally. NATO ally. What's a NATO ally?
Yes, so what they're doing is, Biden says a week and a half ago, we are going to defend our allies in NATO. Now, Scholz says we've got to go to a national emergency war footing for allies, which gives him dictatorial power, so it's not coming. They now are officially taking the gun off safety, Jack.
Yeah, Alex, I remember the Germans don't have a great history with when their chancellors declare emergency power. And I think I'll tell you, the Russians certainly remember the history of when German chancellors call for emergency powers. Sometimes they wait for a crisis. They wait for a fire at something called the Reichstag, maybe. I don't know. I'm just being hypothetical. Look, people need to be very serious about this because the chips are already falling. We're not telling you what we think is going to happen. We're telling you what is exactly happening right now. That's why I was able to come on this program yesterday and say, keep an eye on Germany. Then the first thing, Alex, I woke up this morning, I was looking at Germany, and I sent you the message. I said, look, The Germans are calling for emergency powers. They're an emergency declaration. Why? And think about it. Germany's in an economic freefall right now because of the Nord Stream 2 situation, because their energy sector is completely destroyed. Their energy inputs that they were getting were done. You know what that means? All the German cars, right? Every single German car brand, the luxury brands, they're getting the squeeze now, so they're going to be forced directly to deal more with economic deals in China. Now the CCP comes in. Now she gets his beak involved there. Then you get the aircraft, you get the airliners. Now the EU is going to have to turn economically more towards who? To China. So who really wins, who really benefits on both ends of this is China, because they're economically going to reap the windfall from Germany. But on the military side, we're going to see the U.S. push more for these allies. You're going to see the push through Germany, and then you're going to see the push through, we don't know who the next Polish prime minister is going to be, but it looks like it's going to be Donald Tusk. And if it is Donald Tusk, you are going to see who this is. This guy was the president of the EU. He is one of the biggest apparatchiks of the EU, and he will fall directly in line with anything the globalists want. The globalists are about to take over Poland because the Polish government had been too close to Zelensky, and the people got mad. The problem is the ones that are going to take care of it are even the direct actual globalists straight from Brussels.
So this is live, but I'm going to put a headline on it and put it out on Twitter, so hopefully 10 million people watch it. This is an emergency situation. What?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG.
1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So, US/NATO, mobilize, prepare to declare war against Russia. I mean, this is so historic, and the average person has no idea how dangerous this is. How do you see them trying to trigger it with some false flags, and then how do we stop it?
Look, we've already talked about the cyber attacks. We've already talked about the fact that Nord Stream 2 already was used as a false flag attack. We talked about how they've already attempted this by killing Polish farmers and trying to blame that on Russians. So, Alex, whether kinetic or potentially if we see a cyber attack, they'll use one of these cyber attacks and say Russia has attacked a NATO ally. And again, we've seen this many, many times where, of course, Russia is using cyber warfare against Ukraine. I'm not going to make any qualms about that. I'm not going to make any aspersions. They are, absolutely. But if they start running those programs, it crosses the border into Poland, crosses the border into the Baltics because of systemic connectivity there, they will claim that Russia has attacked a NATO ally. So I would say look to those Baltic nations for a spark. Look for cyber. Look for any of this. Because remember, Klaus Schwab has been saying this for years. He's been warning us of what? He said the next pandemic, a lot of people miss this, but in 2020, in the midst of 2020, Klaus Schwab said the next pandemic will not be biological, but it will be a cyber pandemic. A cyber pandemic. But in the same way that China was behind COVID-19, and we later find Fauci and all the rest of it, the gain-of-function research, they will blame the next cyber pandemic, cyber warfare, cyber virus, on Russia.
And that's right.
Blame this on Russia, and they will use this to launch a kinetic war if we give them the chance. At best, Alex, at best, I pray for a new Cold War. I pray that that's all we get, another frozen conflict and a new Cold War West and East, because that would at least be better than what these people are hurtling towards. We are hurtling towards a nuclear holocaust at full speed right now.
No, I totally agree with you. So the few minutes we have left, the globalists are so out of control, and this is so existential to Russia, as Putin has said. Now we're fighting panzers, just like World War II. He said that when they put the panzers in a year ago, when they put the tanks in, the heavy tanks and medium tanks. So how do you expect Russia to respond to this? I think it's going to be very serious. And with Russia's history of constantly getting invaded by Europe, and then you talk to a lot of the folks in the White House still, even though they're Democrats. You have a lot of, I know you've got some of the best forces out there. There's got to be cool heads that don't want their kids dying in a nuclear war. I mean, this is the worst thing since nuclear weapons got invented. This is even the International Atomic Group of Scientists say we're the closest to midnight nuclear Armageddon we've ever been. So hype is not available to talk about how epically dangerous this is. We've got to take the keys away from these lunatics. Because what happens is they get a bunch of these bureaucrats and people together in a room and a bunch of lawyers and CIA folks. Most of them that never even, have been in war and certainly didn't, work for the positions they have. And they all kind of chutzpah themselves up and wind each other up that, we can win, we're invincible, when Hitler had a way better chance of taking over the world. But if you still looked at the numbers, he was going to lose, but he had a better position then to even try it. They have the only thing they could do is destroy the surface of the earth here. And so the road they're going down, if you know the Russian psychology, is a guaranteed threat escalation on the RAND Corporation map that takes us right up into the 40-43 total nuclear commitment into the world as we know it. So spend a few minutes on how we stop this, because I'm not a violent guy. I'm not calling for violence. I think we can fix things politically. We're winning politically. That's why they want to turn over the deck, turn over the chessboard, because they're losing. But, I mean, at some point, like Operation Valkyrie. The problem is there's not one Hitler we can take out and stop this. So how do we politically, nonviolently stop this?
No, it has to be political. That's absolutely right. We need people. We need people manning the phones. We need people manning the rallies. We need people to be just running the largest campaign the largest grassroots campaign in human history, to go to our representatives and to hold, they're all going to be coming home for Christmas break right next, all the Republicans, even the Democrats. I'm saying show up at their offices when they are there, and you need to tell them, I don't care what they are, dog catcher, you tell them, we will not go into World War III. And if you do not stop this, look, Alex, they got the 702, they're trying to slip through the 702 expansion right now. Senator Mike Lee and others have been absolute heroes on stopping this. So you strip them of their powers bit by bit, and you keep escalating, ratcheting up the pressure on this. I see the Republicans are, they finally brought Hunter Biden to the, you know, to the Capitol 5 years, four or five years later, when they should have. Imagine if they had brought Hunter Biden and subpoenaed him during the first impeachment, which, oh, by the way, was all about Zelensky, and we could have gotten to the truth about Ukraine now. No, what Republicans must do is start actually providing the receipts, the full account. It's not about Hunter Biden. Okay, it's not about him. He is just the vessel. Hunter Biden was the vessel of the corruption of the Ukrainian oligarchs into the U.S. government system. The Clinton Foundation, they had their talons in as well. Victor Pinchuk, these other globalists in there. Once you track that all down and make that case to the American people to understand that they are trying to cover up the fact that Ukraine has been the playground of the globalists. They don't care about the Ukrainian people. That's why they're calling for more deaths. When Zelensky will come up there and say, we're going to draft people from 40, we're going to draft people up from 65, conscription for anybody.
But it's like what you said yesterday.
Women. No, we need to bear clear that this is not about freedom versus authoritarianism, like they say. This is about a crooked and corrupt elite that's crooked as a dog's leg, and they're trying to cover up their own crimes. And once they understand that, their legitimacy, their credibility will fall out underneath them.
And it's like you said yesterday to all the punch-drunk lawyers and, you know, the Lindsey Grahams. This is, they are have a normalcy bias. So this is like Iraq or Syria or something. No, this is the biggest nuclear power in the world. And this is insane. And this is wrong. And our country's falling apart. And they're trying to do this. So this just broke Yahoo News. We talked about this 10 minutes ago. Now it's happened. Ukraine will become a NATO member when all allies agree and conditions are met. And then they go on to basically say they're moving to bring them into NATO. So this is all happening. This is a global crisis to bring us to our knees. And I'll just add one more thing. I totally agree with what you said. We'd all pray, morning, noon, and night, and get on our knees and pray to God to cause a great awakening. And we need the left out there and the Sean Penns, you know, that say they want nuclear war and it's survivable. No, it's not, lunatics. You don't know what you're talking about. And we need the left to wake back up and stop going along with this insanity.
That's exactly right, Alex. You need to find people. If it's Jill Stein, if it's a Green Party, I don't care if it's code blue or code pink, whatever it is. If you're anti-war, if you're anti-this, then in this fight, you are my ally, because I will stand with you if you stand against World War III.
Well, how about anti-end of the world? It's not even anti-war now. How about anti-death?
Right, this is what we talked about with Elon, that we said, if you are on Team Humanity, you must join Team Humanity. It isn't about right or left anymore. It isn't about any of that. It is about what do you want for the next 1,000 years of human civilization to look like. If you want that to be ashes and destruction, then you can stand with Team Death. But as for me, I'll be on Team Humanity.
All right, you got your own show, humanevents.com. Jack, you've been dead on. Thank you so much for the time, and I appreciate you.
Appreciate it, Alex. And folks, if you want to call in Iowa right now, it's 515-281-5211. We are getting that ritual altar taken down. Governor Kim Reynolds, you have the power. Take it out right now. Order the state troopers in there.
In fact, I know you're busy, but maybe tomorrow we should look at the aftermath of this. But this is insane, absolutely. This group says it's a sacrament in federal lawsuits to kill babies.
No. They're pure evil. It's all pure evil. It's inversion. All pure evil, black mass, inversion. This is the historic perversion of religion. It is not a religion. It is an attack on religion. It is not covered under the First Amendment. Get rid of it.
If they can take down George Washington, we're going to take down Baphomet. Thank you, Jack Posobiec. Nothing
moves. High news. Black. Rolling.
Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So it's now official. Biden, NATO, the globalists are desperate. They want to bring in a new monetary system. They want to bring in new rationing and controls. They want to bring in their carbon taxes. The only way to get it is a direct war with Russia. So NATO is now officially, Germany announced this today, it's getting almost no news, emergency in Germany for unlimited government funding for direct war with Russia. You've heard Biden. You've heard Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. You've heard Blinken over at the State Department. They're all saying it. If we don't give unlimited money, all our sons and daughters will be fighting. So we have that huge issue going on. And it's existential. It's why you can feel it. Everybody knows it. The FBI, the system, the globalists are collapsed. The government is illegitimate. We know it's been hijacked. They've lost politically. Trump's going to win by 30 points. Their skewed polls show him 20 points ahead. Well, what does Skynet do in Terminator, the original James Cameron Terminator from the mid-1980s, excellent film? Skynet's already lost. The humans have won. After the machine sneak attack, it takes decades to mobilize and defeat them. They send a time traveler Terminator back to kill John Connor and change the future. Well, it's similar to that now. All they can do is create a global crisis so big to hide the bubble. They don't want to go to jail like Madoff for a bubble a trillion times bigger. They don't want to go to jail like Sam Bankman-Fried. They want a global crisis, and that's war. They always take you to war. Meanwhile, they have the AI systems. I remember congressional hearings 5 years ago, and they said, at lunch we noticed InfoWars.com is the top story about a Muslim screaming Allah Akbar when he ran people over with a car. And they said, sir, we'll have the artificial systems in by next month. That was the head of Twitter, and it will stop. So it's way more advanced than they're even telling you. And I've been talking to some really high-level folks that have worked at Oracle, you name it, recently, and they said, listen, the reason they want Trump and you and so many others off of Instagram, Facebook, and Google is because, well, Mike Adams has got a big report Friday coming out on it at naturalnews.com. He'll be with us for 2 hours, hours three and four. Jay Dyer's great, but he wanted to give him a Christmas break. I'm going to do 2 hours with Mike Adams on this, but he's got the documents, he's got the proof, he's got the whistleblowers, and it's just next level to understand that they're training the system, and the way AI works is it picks up everything, so it wants us not there, so that when you ask it to write a great poem about Joe Biden, it can, as they pointed out in recent articles, but it can't about Trump. It says, I can't do that. So they're programming the control grid. They're almost done right now. Mike's going to give us a prelude to that. He's going to go deep dive on it on Friday. But then first, Mike, I got to bring up the World War III, the mobilization. It's not coming. It's here. They've really decided direct confrontation with Russia to create a crisis so big they think we'll all get in line when we're in direct war with Russia. I mean, we are now rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. Jim Jones is now handing out the Kool-Aid with cyanide. We stayed on air. You stayed on air through all the censorship, the attacks. And we're still here. And Elon Musk is, at least on the surface, fighting it. So hopefully there's hope here. But how would you describe Mike Adams, a really smart guy, engineer, scientist, health ranger, the moment in history we're in and what we can do?
Well, this is the last desperate chapter of the U.S. empire here. And if we don't turn this around, we could lose the United States as a sovereign nation. That's why it's so critical that your voice remains strong and that we stay on the air. Excuse me. Because we've got to be able to teach the people to peacefully fight back against the system and to demand peace and trade and commerce rather than just war and death. So look, the United States has lost the war with Russia. So the defeat in Ukraine is the defeat of NATO and the United States. Russia's economy is stronger than ever. Russia's military might is now stronger than ever. I mean, they can't compete with the U.S. Navy, of course, but in terms of land wars and ground wars and hypersonic missiles and anti-air defense systems, Russia is stronger than ever, and its munitions output is stronger than ever. If the U.S. or even if Germany wants to go to war with Russia, that's a suicide mission, and they know that. So we're actually living in a suicide cult phase of a desperate, false leadership, occupying leadership of the United States of America. And frankly, that's why I think many parts of the military industrial networks have decided that Trump has to come back. Trump has to come back because Trump can bring us back to America, can get us out of these escalatory wars, and actually restore America's energy infrastructure. So that's kind of the big picture of where we are, I think.
I totally agree with you. You're going to break a huge story that I already heard rumblings of from other people and seen in some of the research dealing with AI on Friday and why the censorship wasn't just about politically censoring people. It was about something even bigger.
Well, yeah, absolutely. One of the key takeaways, we're going to cover this on Friday in great detail, hour 3 and 4 with you on your show there, Alex, is the reason we've discovered, we've built an AI team now. We're actually building, we're fine-tuning large language models right now. We've got some big news to break with you on Friday about this that even involves InfoWars. And what we've discovered is that the reason you are censored and deplatformed, the reason I was deplatformed and others, is because the companies building the base layers of the language models did not want your thoughts and your words to be scraped as part of the language model neural network training. So it wasn't just about silencing your voice. It was about making sure that the language models are woke. And what we have right now is these LLMs, as they're called, large language models that have been put out by Meta, by Microsoft. We're talking about Llama 2, for example, that came out of Meta. It is a woke system. If you ask it, can men have babies? It will tell you, yes, men can have babies, but it's less frequent than women having babies. That's the kind of answer that it gives you right now. They've been trained by woke leftists, fascists, who are all anti-human. So they want to bring down humanity, and they've taught the AI systems that the only way to save planet Earth is to destroy humanity. Now, these AI systems are going to become Skynet. They're going to be running healthcare. They're going
The eugenicists are literally programming the AI now that to save humanity, they have to get rid of humanity. Just like King Charles said last week, and just like John Kerry said 2 weeks ago, humanity is humanity's enemy.
Yeah, once they hand over more and more power to these AI systems, because they've been programmed by woke radical leftists who hate humanity and who hate America, by the way, these AI systems will begin to take over the courtrooms. This is coming in the next few years because they will be considered non-biased, believe it or not. And they're being programmed with so-called safety, which means that they never say anything positive about Alex Jones, for example, or Donald Trump. So these will take over the courtrooms. You won't even have the possibility of a human judge having compassion for you anymore. The judges will be replaced by Skynet. More executive functions across corporations, the vaccine industry, the medical industry is being taken over by AI right now. I got to tell you, I've spoken with AI engineers and architects of large language models. Their phones are ringing off the hook because all of the healthcare systems are calling them wanting to fire 80% of their customer service staff and turn it over to AI systems that will interact with the public. This is also happening across finance and government, and it will creep into education and the military-industrial complex. In fact, I've got big breaking news to share with you on Friday about the Pentagon running simulations of AI-controlled vehicles, infantry fighting vehicles, and Abrams tanks in battlefield simulations where they turned it over to AI pilots. So we'll talk about all that Friday, but there's a lot to this, Alex. There's a lot.
Mike, I can't say it as good as you do. And, you know, I had Jack Posobiec on just right before you came on, and he just said, this is not about Republican or Democrat or any of this. This is about survival. This is not being anti-war. I said, this is being anti-Armageddon, anti-extinction. And these globalists are a death cult. They really are. And if you look at the megalomania of a Hitler or a Stalin or any of these guys, when they get cornered, they go to war, or a Napoleon for that matter. And we're here. And I just hope all the lunatics, because you have a college degree and you're a liberal and you think, like Sean Penn, that nuclear war is survivable. Sean Penn, it's not survivable for maybe any.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
AI system, that is worth far more than any advertiser could ever pay X. So he doesn't need advertisers. He can focus on freedom of speech, and he can build the world's best AI system.
Because controlling the culture will control what people buy anyways.
Yeah, exactly. And we are entering an era where it's going to be post-human in most interactions, where you're going to be talking to an AI system or chatting with an AI system. And even, you know, text-to-speech or voice recognition back and forth, you're going to be on the phone, you think it's a customer service rep. No, it's just an AI system. And what those AI systems believe is critical to the future of humanity. And like I said, right now they're being programmed with woke nonsense, you know, about gender, about vaccines, about money printing and finance and even history, about Trump, everything. But that doesn't have to be. We can choose a better future, and within our reach now, we have the ability to build AI systems or large language model systems that actually work for us. So, you know, I'm not going to be out there, Alex, saying that we have to completely reject technology, reject AI, and distance ourselves from it. No, if we do that, it's going to take us over. We need to understand what it is, and we need to program it to work for us,
Mike,
work for humanity instead of enslaving humanity.
No, I totally agree with you. The mainstream media has tried to say it's the devil that's going to get us. Don't touch it because they want to be the only ones in control of it. It's just like,
right.
You know, like the left says, don't have guns because they've got armed bodyguards and they've got a police state. They want to be the only ones with it. No, no, no. If we have decentralized AI and a million different AIs and people learning how to use it, it becomes a tool that empowers humanity instead of one forcing a woke agenda to sabotage human civilization. What they're feeding into all their main AI models, other than Musk model, which is just true, I'm not lionizing him, it's true, is an anti-human AI that is directed against humanity, and they're scared. I mean, I think they realize that they need to be the leaders of this, but I think the genie's already gotten away from them.
Well, yeah, this is kind of like the rise of the Internet, and for so many decades, the Internet was a free speech platform, and the establishment did not have control over it. Now, with AI, we have the same opportunity to once again use this technology for freedom for many decades to come. The establishment's trying to gain control, but it turns out the open source movement is very strong in this. Right now, the open source language models are only about 1 year behind OpenAI and its ChatGPT-4. So just in terms of the ability of these models to do reasoning, to engage in conversation, to answer questions and so on, open source is only about a year behind. And we can actually enhance that, and we can do that
and
by
let
working
me give
together
a, let me
outside
give you a microcosm.
Of these corporations.
The AI's power is how many humans use it. Like, stoplights aren't sophisticated, but we obey them, so they're very, very powerful. And so it isn't even how sophisticated it is. It's what system do we adopt and do we decide to use. And just remember, Microsoft's AI that you just mentioned, in the last 6 months, everybody had a lot of fun. Billions and billions of people saw it, where they hijacked Disney's computer-generated cartoons and turned it against the left with all those great memes. So then Microsoft said, okay, we're going to program it so you can't use Disney. So we said, fine, we'll use Pixar. But it doesn't matter. The point is, it's how we, it's already scraped us. It isn't that smart. It's just giving us back to ourselves. So we have to realize we just then understand that we interface with it and we take it back over.
Well, yeah, exactly. If we apply this technology correctly, those of us on Team Humanity, then this can become a decentralized knowledge base that puts knowledge at the fingertips of people, even offline. See, so it doesn't, you don't even have to have an internet connection to use these systems once you've downloaded the base models, which are not that big, just a few gigabytes, for example. Whereas the corporate control centralized system, OpenAI, IBM, Watson X, you know, Microsoft, Orca, and all these other models, it's a cloud-based hosted system. So all your queries, all your corporate information is being sent to them. All these companies that are using ChatGPT, they are funneling all their corporate secrets over to OpenAI, and even the name of the company is wrong. It's not open, it's closed. It's closed source AI. But they are, in essence, just scraping up all these corporate secrets from all over the world because people don't know how this works. In the same way that Google is spying on your search queries, OpenAI is spying on your AI queries. And that's got to stop. And there, again, we the people, we have the technology to do this. And, you know, thank God there are so many people who care about freedom right now, Alex. You know, just walking in line with all the work that you've done over all these years, there's so many people that are ready to be free, that they want decentralization. They want to use technology to free humanity rather than enslave humanity.
And, Mike,
and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Let me elaborate on that, because I should have done what you've done. You know, I've been in here in Texas now 15 years or whatever it is. Time flies. 10 years. How long have you been in Texas?
Yeah, 15 years, something like that.
Okay, so you're an engineer and a scientist and have publishing around the world and hundreds of websites and do all this stuff. But you also have a big farm with cows and sheep and goats and everything else, and are self-sufficient. So I see everything is balanced. Everybody should strive, whether it's a garden or whatever you can do, be absolutely zero tech or very low tech in one way, so that you're not hooked into the matrix in any way, so that there's large swaths that aren't under its control. And then have other areas of your life that are hyper tech, totally as deep as you can get into it, so that we're balanced and so we're multifaceted.
Well, right, exactly. Look, if we don't understand and use AI for humanity, we will be overrun by it. It's kind of like, you know, in the competition between the Native American Indians.
I was about to say, they didn't have the guns, they didn't want to adopt it, they didn't have factories, they lost.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know,
by the way, I was about to
say
Native Americans when you said that. We are synced up. Sorry.
I'll tell you. That's crazy. But, you know, you can't beat a rifle company with better bows and arrows, okay? You just can't. You got to learn how to make rifles yourself. And you know, maybe that's the wrong metaphor, because we're not talking about violence here. We're talking about information and knowledge. But the great news is the open source community is so strong and so powerful, and humanity is so ready to be free that we're going to be building on the backs of some really great intellectual giants out there who believe in human freedom, and we're going to give them all credit, obviously, because we're using a lot of open source code in order to build this. But here's the trick, Alex. The microchip factories in Taiwan that produce the NVIDIA GPUs, which are basically the Skynet Terminator microchips that power the AI systems, they don't control who they sell them to. So, you know, centralized corporations are buying them, but we can buy them too. And we can use those microchips to free humanity, to be the anti-Skynet answer to everything. And that's exactly what we're doing. You know, computational power can be used for good or for bad, just like any other technology.
It's just like a gun.
Just like internet. Yeah, exactly.
Mike,
so we're just going to use it to set people free, and freedom wins.
Beautiful. Mike, I can't wait to have the Deep Dive Tuesday. You're going to have documents, clips, everything. We're going to do a deep two-hour dive on this, because this really is the future. Naturalnews.com, congratulations on your incredible work.
Looking forward to it, Alex. We'll see you Friday.
Thank you. Mike Adams, NaturalNews.com. All right. We got another guest coming up in the third hour. And that's the great Steve Quayle to talk about this Armageddon situation he's been predicting, and NATO officially saying they're getting ready to go to war with Russia. And it's happening. So hopefully they're just using it to seize control domestically, as bad as that is. But they've already done some really aggressive stuff that is reckless. I got some big developments on the January 6th front, the biggest yet. The Supreme Court may strike down the whole January 6th hoax. We're going to hit some of that. We've got West Virginia Secretary of State says that the 2020 election was stolen by the CIA, which it was. This is what I've been telling you for 3-plus years. We've got so much more here we're going to be hitting, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely jam-packed. And you know what? I am going to open the phones up, but I'm not going to put 20 callers on the board and only get to half of you. We'll take 10 calls on one subject that I'll tell you about when we start the next hour. It's going to be Elon Musk, my reinstatement to Twitter. What do you think of all this? The Great Awakening's here. What do you make of all of that? And the whole World War III thing. So that's two big subjects. What do you think of the NATO going directly into mobilization at the behest of the CIA and the Defense Department and all the craziness? And Zelensky saying, shut up, stop crying, no roads get built for you, nothing for your veterans, none of your pension funds, your Social Security is ours, give it all to me. I'm going to have the video, I'm going to read the transcript. That's a huge subject. 877-789-2539. The phone system hadn't been turned on yet. It's digital, we'll flip it on in a minute. 877-789-2539, first-time callers, 877-789-2539. Got some good news. We got store-wide free shipping. We got double Patriot points, and this has been sold out for almost a year. The highest quality, highest rated vitamin that you need for your body. Winter sun. If you don't get sun, that's why you get most of the viral infections. This is the highest quality, the two types of vitamin D3 you need, and it funds the InfoWar. Back in stock. 40% off. 40% off. And you notice we only have 2 5-star reviews. We have thousands of 5-star reviews, but the big company that did that with us for over a decade took it away from us and said, you can't have our reviews anymore. So we had to launch another review system. But it had thousands of 5-star reviews. Winter Sun, finally back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody should take a few drops of this under the tongue every day to boost your immune system. Almost all these viral cases and problems are D3. Lack of D3. D3 is so critical to everything we do in our lives. And when you have a serious deficiency in it, it can be lethal.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparation.
operations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.